4 years after Florida's election fiasco with hanging chads, North Carolina is having a similar problem on a smaller scale. This time, the culprit was a touchscreen voting machine which lost thousands of votes in November's election. The problem has forced the state to schedule a new election for agriculture commissioner, and it illustrates why some activists and government leaders are skeptical of computerized voting technology. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Republican Steve Troxler spent most of the year campaigning to be North Carolina's agriculture commissioner. Now, a month after the election, he's beginning his campaign again.
Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone and thank you for being here.
Troxler recently held a kickoff announcement for the second phase of his campaign, an unusual event in what's become one of the nation's most bizarre elections. The race between Troxler and Democrat Britt Cobb ended without a winner because an electronic machine failed to store about 4,000 votes. Now some people are being asked to vote again, and Troxler will spend his holidays campaigning.
This is not something I would have asked Santa Claus for. I've never heard of an election like this, and from what I see in the press across the state, nobody else has either.
Touchscreen voting machines, like the one that had the problem, have become common around the country. Election officials prefer them because they're easy for voters to use and there's no paper or chads to keep track of. But this particular machine in Carteret County, North Carolina, ran out of memory during the election. People continued to use it, but their choices weren't recorded. The missing ballots are crucial in the commissioner's race, where Troxler leads Cobb by about 2,000 votes. Cobb thinks the results might have been different if the ballots weren't lost, and he's frustrated by the mishap.
We here in North Carolina are being viewed this year as the Florida of 2000, and it's just such a shame that anything like this happens in any race.
Officials have ordered a partial revote in Carteret County next month. Cobb is seeking a new election statewide. But the problem raises bigger issues than who wins this relatively minor office. State Senator Ellie Kinnaird, who chairs a legislative election commission, says it jeopardizes public trust in government.
There's no doubt that the confidence level of the whole electoral system is really very shaky right now. And people want to know that the system is fair and that it's accountable and recountable, because that's, of course, how we got into this whole new election, because there was nothing to recount.
Senator Kinnaird says it's not enough for machines to store votes electronically. She says they should also print paper records of each person's ballot, records the voter could inspect and poll workers could count if they need to. Even before the North Carolina problem, watchdog groups were concerned about paperless electronic devices, which now represent about a quarter of the nation's voting machines. Will Doherty is executive director of the Verified Voting Foundation.
A lot of this technology has been rushed to market. It hasn't undergone adequate testing. And as we've seen in North Carolina with the Carteret County incident, these errors and malfunctions could affect results of the election.
Touchscreen systems that print paper records are available, but many election officials are hesitant to use them. They say the devices are expensive, the printers sometimes jam, and the records can be excruciating to count by hand because on many machines they curl up like long supermarket receipts. Doug Lewis heads a National Association of Voting Officials. He says despite what happened in North Carolina, paperless machines are reliable and accurate.
They are far better than folks are giving them credit for. Certainly none of this stuff is perfect. Paper's not perfect either. It is a matter of having trust in the process itself, and you work through to try to make sure you find out what the flaws are and correct for the flaws for the next time around.
The manufacturer of the North Carolina machine, a company called Unilect, blames the memory problem on an incorrect software setting. Unilect says this is the first time the problems occurred, and the company is confident it will be the last. It plans to update its machine so they'll automatically shut down when the memory is full. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.